Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 106 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for June 14th is reflect on whether you are focused on giving or receiving. Are you looking for the world to supply you with what you assume you are owed, or are you busy giving and serving others? Identify a way to assist someone who isn't in a position to promote or benefit you. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of leading by serving. Many of the ideas we talk about on this podcast are counterintuitive, and they are contrary to what society says we should do. And today's challenge definitely falls into that category. The world says we need to accomplish A, B, and C in order to make something of ourselves. But I have found that not nearly as many people are as impressed by our accomplishments as we think. And a lot of the other people forget about those accomplishments in a very short amount of time. On the other hand, our acts of service for others often touch people in a way that stays with them for much longer. Maybe even the rest of their lives. I played basketball in college, but I wasn't recruited to the school I went to. I made the team as a walk-on, and my freshman year I was definitely the least skilled player on the team. I had a blast making new friends and being a part of the team. When I look at the statistics, it says I played in 6 games that first year. I don't remember which games they were or what happened. I do remember certain games from the 4 years I played, but I don't remember particularly playing any of the games that freshman year. But there is one memory I have from that year that stands out above the rest. One of the best players on the team had transferred to our school for his senior year. We came from different places. I came from a small farming town of 1,000 people. He was from the city of Chicago. He had transferred from a Division I school, and I was just lucky to be on the team. He was our leading scorer, and I scored the fewest points of any of the players. But sometimes after practice, he would play me one-on-one. It wasn't my idea. I was too shy and quiet to ask him to do something like that. And more than anything else, his actions to include me made me feel like a part of the team. So why did he do it? Was it because he wanted to annihilate me and improve his confidence? I don't think so. Why didn't he pick one of the other players who actually played more in the games? I'm not sure. There wasn't possibly anything that could have benefited him by playing me one-on-one. I mean, our ability levels were so different that I didn't present much of a challenge to him. So it wasn't like it was really forcing him out of his comfort zone to get better. And the truth is, I don't know what his true motivation was. Maybe he felt sorry for me, or maybe he did like me, and all those external factors about where we came from or the difference in our ability levels didn't really matter to him. But I do know the impact he had on me by taking the time to give to me rather than being focused on what he could get out of it. So how about you? Are you focused on giving or receiving? Are you worried about what the world owes you or what you can do for others? What is something you can do today for someone who doesn't have the ability to promote or benefit you? I have no idea where Sherrod Dent is today or what he has done with his life in the last 19 years, but I know what he has done for me, and I know how it has played a role in my life. And as I continue to improve and do a better job of writing my own story, I'm inspired to serve others like Sherrod. Because when we lead by serving, we increase the impact we have on young people by giving them a better version of ourselves every day.